Welcome to Boldly Speaking, the show where we explore all things family, children, and relationships. I'm Vicky M, and I'm thrilled to have you join me as we dive into topics that matter most to you. From parenting tips to relationship insights, we'll share authentic stories and practical advice to help you strengthen your family bonds and deepen your connections with those you love. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Thank you so much for joining me on this first episode. I'm so glad that you're here listening and I am so delighted. I promise you're not going to regret anything you've just done. Thank you very much. So, sit tight and let's dive into what we have today. So the first topic we're going to talk about in this podcast is setting boundary as regards setting boundaries as regards family relationships. So you might be wondering what she's coming to talk about. So sit tight and then listen to what I have to share concerning sharing boundaries as regards family relationships. You know, sometimes we're setting boundaries, it's really going to be very hard for us because this is family we're talking about. It's not friends, it's not acquaintances, so it's pretty gonna be hard. But let's see, before I go on, we're going to look at the meaning of setting boundaries. So I don't know what you always think about when you hear about setting boundaries. So setting boundary is an important aspect of any healthy relationship, whether family relationship, friendship, boy-girl relationship, any type of relationship at all, there should be what? Boundaries. So, while it can be very difficult to establish boundaries with family members, it is also necessary for our own well-being. I mean, for your mental health, for your well-being, you need to set boundaries. So, some tips for setting boundaries will be discussed in this particular episode. So, sit tight and stay with me. So, I'm going to list out the tips and then we'll talk about them one after the other. All right. So, setting boundaries is very, very important. So we're going to look at the tips on how to set healthy boundaries within your family. The first one we're going to look at is identify your values. You have to identify your values. And you might be asking, what are values? You've heard them before. So I'm going to enlighten you more on what values are. Now, for you to set or identify your values in order to set boundaries, you are going to reflect on what is most important to you. What are the things that are very, very important to you? Do you like your peace of mind? Just like me, I love my peace of mind. You like your peace of mind? You have to think about things that you hold near and dear to your heart. Whether that is family, whether it is honesty or personal growth, you try writing a list. You try writing a list of your core values, you mean? So if your career is very important to you, that means you're going to set boundaries that's really going to help you achieve your goals as regards your career. If family is very important to you, you have to think about it before you set your boundaries. If you are the kind of person who likes it when people tell you the truth, you have to be what? Very, 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 you're going to consider this first before you make anything. So you also think about the situations where you have felt most violated. When we're trying to create boundaries, or we're trying to create boundaries and we're trying to identify our values, we should think about situations where we have felt most violated. Consider times when someone has disrespected your boundaries. Reflect on what values you hold on regards you hold in regards to those situations. Now, what is this talking about? This means that if there are times that someone had done something to you and then you really felt bad about it, yeah, this is how to think about it, and then this is how you set the boundary. And let's take for instance that you're not the kind of person who likes it when people barge into your apartment without permission, without calling and saying, please, I'll be coming over, are you free, are you around? You don't like it when people just come to your house unannounced. Or you don't like it when people just barge into your kitchen, check what you cooked on there, or maybe open your fridge and take something without permission. Or you're the kind of person who doesn't like it when people take their things without permission. Even the person is your sister. You don't like them taking things without your permission. So these are how you do what you set boundaries. If those things really hurt you because they didn't tell you, you have to think about them first. Now you're going to identify what you're willing, what you are not willing to tolerate. Yes, like what I said before, if you can't tolerate someone barging into your apartment without permission or without calling you or without a prior notice, you have to do what? Think about it. You have to identify what you can tolerate. I can't tolerate you calling me by 10 p.m. to talk. I can't tolerate it when you call me and tell me that you want to chat by 10 p.m. No, I don't do that, because by then I usually have other things I do. You're the kind of person that work from home and then you work on shift and then usually work at night. You know that you will set these boundaries that this time is very important to me and I don't want anything to do or deter me from doing what I've already planned out to do. So most of us are Christians, and then if you are a Christian and then you know that you have a church activity that is very, very important to you, maybe on Sunday afternoon, it simply means that you would not allow casual family gatherings to deter you from attending. So that's how you set your boundaries. You tell people, I will not be around in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, so there's no need coming to my house to stay for a long time. You could come around this time and that time. That is it. Now, in under identifying your values, you are also going to look at how your values align with your goals. Identify how your values align with your goals and how setting boundaries that honor your values can help you reach those goals. You understand? So you have to consider how these values of yours, how it aligns your goal. You know what goal setting means. So if this identify your value as regards setting boundaries, it relates to your career, and then maybe you are a writer and then you want to finish up maybe a book within a month, and you know that casual visits and casual meetings would not be accepted in your schedule, you have to let them know about it. So the next one we're going to look at before we move ahead is practice assertiveness. You have to be very, very clear when you're trying to communicate when you're trying to set boundaries. You have to communicate your boundaries in a clear, non-confrontational manner. This may involve using I statements to explain how your values and boundaries are important to you and asking for the support of those around you. So it simply means that whenever you're telling them, this is what I want, this is what I don't like, you have to put I. You make sure that you're very assertive. I don't like it when people call me by 10 p.m. I don't like it when people barge into my apartment without permission, unannounced. I don't like it when people open my pot to see what I cooked without permission. So all those things are very, very what? Important. And it is important that you say it in a very polite manner and you don't confront the person. So it is important to remember that setting boundaries is a process and it takes time and practice. So you have to do what? Understand these things first in identifying your values. All right. Now the next one we're going to look at is communicate clearly. You have to communicate clearly. Be clear and direct when communicating your boundaries to your family members. Yes. Just tell them. Be sure that you tell them that I do not like this thing when you do it. I do not like people doing this. I do not do this and do that. So, to express your needs and expectations and avoid blaming or shaming language, you have to be very careful not to use derogatory words when you're trying to communicate these things or when you're trying to set boundaries. Now, the next one we're going to look at is enforce consequences. It's just like, let's use children in this aspect. You have a child and then your child already knows that touching your phone is a no-no because there are consequences. Probably if you usually buy ice cream for that child, you tell the child, I'm not going to get you ice cream once you touch my phone. My phone is not a playing thing, it's not a toy. So you are making your boundaries known to your child, and your child already know that mommy's phone or daddy's phone is not something I'm going to play with. You get? Because you've already enforced what consequences, and the child already knows that once I touch this, I'm going to lose this. So you have to make it clear that there are consequences for crossing your boundaries and stick to your word. Now, if you have a child and then whenever the child misbehaves, just say, I'll beat you, I'll spank you, I'll do this. And at the end of the day, the child laughs and then you leave the child. The next day, the child will repeat what he or she has done, because there was no what consequences. So you have to make sure that you keep to your word, you stick to your word. It will bring you a lot of respect when you do that. Now the next one we're going to look at is you have to be very respectful when you're setting boundaries. Setting boundaries doesn't mean you should disrespect people around you, or you make them feel unwanted. Let me put it that way, unwanted. So you have to be very, very respectful when you communicate your deals. Setting your boundaries, you have to be very, very respectful. So you don't have to be dismissive of your family members. You have to be empathetic and compassionate in your interactions, even when enforcing your boundary. So you don't scare everybody away, so that you don't sound selfish, actually. Because there are ways you just say things and then you're already sounding selfish without you knowing about it. So you have to be what? Respectful. So the last one we're going to look at in today's episode is seek support. You have to seek support if you're really finding it very difficult to set boundaries. Some people don't know how to set boundaries. They are just too kind-hearted. It is not a sin to be kind-hearted, but there are things. That's why you need to set boundaries, so that your mental health will be balanced. You'll be okay. You won't be thinking about a lot of things that you're not supposed to be thinking about. So you have to seek support from maybe a therapist, a support group, or a trusted friend. So these are how you do what? You set these boundaries. In case you're finding it very hard to do what? Set boundaries. You have to talk to people around you. So talking through your challenges and getting feedback from others can help you stay on track and maintain your boundaries over time. So you know that if you're not the kind of person who likes sharing his or her problems, you notice that it will be very, very what? It will be very hard for you to overcome some situations. So it is going to be very nice if you are the kind of person who share your problems, who seek advice. You know, when you open up to people, they can really help you by giving you insight of what you don't really know, what you didn't think about. So when they give you this insight, you really see that you really have things to solve your problems with. So please, my dear, whenever you have a situation, you need to open up, talk to people about it. Or perhaps you don't want to talk to your friends about it. You can talk to a therapist who can keep everything confidential. So that is that for setting boundaries as regards family relationship on today's episode on Boldly Speaking with VKM. I know we really enjoyed this episode. Please sit tight and it's also tight. Please help us, help me by coming back again, same time, same place next week for another beautiful episode. Thank you for staying with me for this long. Yeah, not too long, but thank you for sticking around, staying with me to the end of this show. I am still Vicky M. Thank you.